Today on Powerful Life, learn the purpose and mission of angels on assignment and on your behalf. Plus, overtaking the media mountain. Can Christians do it? That's right now.
Hi, this is Matt Sauger, and we want to welcome you to an exciting episode today of Power for Life. We are on location right now at our Glory Signs and Wonders Holy Spirit Convocation here in New York, and I have one of my most favorite people, ministers of the gospel, with us on today's program. Her name is Patricia King, and she is a prophetic voice that God has raised up in the earth for this time, for this hour. And Patricia, we are so glad that you are with us today.
It's awesome to be here, Matt. Amen. What a weekend.
I know. We're excited. God is on the move. And, you know, one thing I love about your ministry, Patricia, and about you as a minister, not only does Patricia move in realms of the supernatural, realms of the prophetic, realms of the power of God, but she operates with such humility, such integrity and character. And I think that's so vital for leadership and for ministers today. I know God has put a mandate on Patricia's life to raise up a supernatural generation that'll know how to move in realms of the Spirit and how to go forward in the mandate of God. One of the things I'm real excited about, Patricia, is you have founded and created this online media resource center with channels from ministries all across the country. And can you share a little bit about
that? It's so exciting, Matt. We have xpmedia.com with close to 100 different ministries that we feature who have channels on it with all kinds of video clips, television programs and that. The people can watch worldwide. We're talking about all around the world. It's going into Muslim nations. It's going into the Arctic. It's going into China. It's going all over the world. And people can watch it on demand, whatever they want to watch. It's like a big banquet. And of course, you have your channel on there.
Right.
And doing well, and people are so blessed by the input that you've given. But ministries like Billy Graham and Marilyn Hickey and Randy Clark and Bill Johnson, and there's all kinds of ministers and wonderful messages.
That's phenomenal. So I encourage you folks, before we get into our topic today, I want you to know about Patricia's media ministry and this online channel, these channels that she has put together. And I encourage you, just go on the website you see on the bottom of your screen there, xpmedia.com, and check out all the channels, all the ministries there, and just get filled with the power of God and get equipped with the Word of God. Now, I know, Patricia, that as we go forward in the mandates God gives us, we've got to operate in the supernatural to be able to move past natural boundaries and limits.
Absolutely.
And part of the realm of the Spirit is the ministry of the angelic.
Amen.
And I know in your ministry, in our ministry, there's been lots of angelic activity. And for those watching today, the subject of angels may be new for you. For some of you watching, maybe you know a lot about angels. But I just want to start by reading one scripture, and then we're going to get into some dialogue about this today. And I know you're going to want to stay for this whole show because it's going to change your life.
Mm-hmm.
I love this scripture in Hebrews chapter 1 in verse 7. It says, referring to the angels, he says, God who makes his angels winds and his ministering servants flames of fire. And then in verse 14, are not the angels all ministering spirits sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation? So angels are very scriptural, very biblical, and they're part of supernatural ministry today. Patricia, what has been some of your experience?
In fact, they're part of supernatural life, aren't they? Because we're kingdom people. When we come to Jesus, we're not just churchgoers. We're kingdom people.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So Jesus said, pray this way, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth, in our life, as it is in heaven. So that's an exciting mandate. But, last night as we got into New York with you here, we came into the hotel. We had some fellowship.
Yeah.
Came out of the room where we were having fellowship. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my gosh, this big angel, a large angel, was waiting for us in the hallway.
Yeah.
And we just got blasted by the glory of God, because angels, they've been standing in the presence of God for thousands of years. So,
Amen.
I mean, they've not only been created by God to do his will and purposes and created with different aspects of his nature to represent him in that. But, I mean, they've been in his presence. They carry his presence, Amen. You know. So when you walk by one or one comes into your midst, mm-hmm. you can actually feel the glory of the Lord that they carry.
Right.
So last night, this angel blasted us. And, you know, I knew as a result of that, I thought, oh, boy, this weekend, God's got some special things on his agenda.
Yeah.
But anyways, I thought, you know, Matt, when we have an angelic visitation, or if we become aware of an angel, we need to inquire of the Lord, like, what is its purpose? Because it's nice to say, oh, my gosh, there's an angel here.
Right.
Oh, isn't this cool? And it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's much deeper than just cool.
Mm-hmm.
There is a God-given purpose for everything that he does.
Amen.
Now, in Psalm 103, verse 20, it says, bless the Lord, you his angels. So they bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they are mighty in strength, it says, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word.
Mm.
And so when his word goes forth, either through a vessel like yourself or, you know, anyone that proclaims the voice of the Lord, gives it voice, the word of God, then the angels obey that. They go out and carry that out.
Mm.
So that's how angels get dispatched.
Yeah.
So with your team, because you are committed to the word of God, you're committed to the Spirit of God, you've been praying in this building. It's a hotel.
Yeah.
But it belongs to the Lord. You can feel that. You walk in the hotel and you can feel the glory because your team has been praying for that. So the angels are here. It says in the Bible they encamp around the righteous so that we know that we're here. But for what purpose?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I was praying. I said, God, what is the purpose of this angel? What is the name of that angel? And we can ask the Lord for names, you know? He's named people. He's named trees. There, you know, there's a cypress tree and a fir tree and a pear tree and an apple tree.
Right.
They have names. Things are named.
Right.
Angels have names also.
Right.
Who knows those names?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the name above all names knows the names of the angels. So we can ask Holy Spirit. We can ask God, what is the mission and what is its name? So I felt the Lord say that the name of this angel is with you. I thought, with you? Okay, just a minute. What does this mean? So what I did is I did a Bible study in the Word saying, God, show me what you say about being with us.
Yeah.
What is the assignment of this angel? And I looked at a number of different scriptures, and they're all really exciting. But this one was one of my favorites, and I believe it really pertains to what the Lord's going to do this weekend and what he's doing in your midst and what he's doing in some of your midst. Because when God releases angels, and it was a large angel, you know, it's a very significant angel that we felt last night, but they're for a purpose. So it says, so the Lord, this is Haggai 1, starting in verse 13, it says, the messenger of the Lord, Haggai, spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people, saying, I am with you, with you, declares the Lord. So he's with them. For what purpose? So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, and he stirred up the spirit of Joshua, and he stirred up the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. So what God's presence did by being with them, with the people, with Joshua, with Zerubbabel, with the remnant of the people, is he stirred them not only to go forward with the work of the building of the house, but to literally accomplish it. He empowered them to work.
Wow.
And what I felt, Matt, is that the Lord's saying in this hour that he is stirring his people afresh to advance the kingdom, to build the foundations in the earth for the kingdom of God to manifest like never before. And there's something specifically on your ministry, for your partners, for those associated with you, concerning this angel called with you, that there is a new level of building that God is going to be doing in and through your life and ministry for the building and the advancement of the kingdom of God. And the Lord is with you and using angels to serve his purposes in that. He's with you to stir your spirit and the spirit of those who work with you for the building and advancing of the kingdom.
Wow, that's powerful, Patricia. Well, that's the Lord, Emmanuel, God with us.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord is with us, it's not only the Holy Spirit with us, God's power with us, it's also his angelic assignments that he sends with us to empower us, to build and plant and to establish the kingdom of God in the earth. This is powerful. And for some of you watching, you may wonder, does God, you know, name angels? Well, it's very clear in the Bible. There was Michael, Gabriel. There's definitely names that God assigns to angels. And each angel, I believe, has a specific task, a specific assignment sent from the Lord to help us. I remember years ago when the Lord first launched me out into travel ministry, it was actually it was a visitation of God's glory combined with an angelic assignment being released over my life.
Yeah.
And I could remember I was still pastoring at the time, and God was speaking to me about nations and miracles and traveling and all of these, this other dimension of ministry. And I can remember this encounter I had with God where his glory came over me, knocked me out under his power.
Right.
I was caught up into visions. God began to show me years in advance what would take place. And then as I'm under the power of God, I become aware of this presence behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, before you said how angels have stood sometimes thousands of years in the presence of God. They carry the glory of God on them physically, just like we can.
Yes.
And I can remember, I could feel this manifestation of God's presence behind me, but I knew it was a little different. It wasn't exactly like just the Holy Spirit. There was something else with it. And I knew it was an angel. And I could feel literally like waves going around me as its wings unfurled around me. And waves of glory would go over my head. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And I want to say this. I think this is important too, because, you know, everyone has different callings and different ministries. And there are some folks that maybe they don't understand the angelic realm.
Right.
Maybe they don't really move in the prophetic. Maybe they're just evangelistic. And they don't understand these dimensions. But what I want to say is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the discerning of spirits. When you operate with the discerning of spirits, the angelic realm and the demonic realm will become much more real to you. So when you're operating in that spirit, in that gift which you operate in, we operate in it, you become sensitive to those dimensions. So anyway, in this encounter that we had, I felt this angelic presence around me. Then I became aware of a second one over to my right. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And he said, Matt, the angel standing behind you is an angel connected to revival. And the angel over here is an angel associated with miracles. Now, do I understand how all of this operates? No, but I know that angels are on assignment. And they're sent for a purpose, and they're sent to assist us, like we read in Hebrews.
Right.
So the Lord spoke to me, I've assigned these angels to travel with you, to help you do what I've called you to do. And that commissioning and that assignment came on us. And awesome. I know, I'm sure you've had angelic encounters. You had one here coming into New York.
Well, angels are so supernaturally natural, right? Mm-hmm. In the Bible, the Bible's full of stories of God's angels encountering man. We don't worship angels. They are servants of God working for his purposes, but they're with us at all times,
because we're
heirs of salvation.
That's powerful. You know, I want you to understand today that God, as he is commissioning this generation to move in supernatural power, in supernatural dimensions, angels are going to be a vital part of what God has called you to do. God will send angels on assignment to help assist you to do what he has called you to do. And we're going to be back in just a little bit. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back in just a little bit, and we're going to hear more from Patricia King on the whole subject of angels and what their involvement is, even in the realm of media, because God has not only anointed Patricia with supernatural prophetic anointing, but also in the media realm. What's the role of angels in media? Well, we're going to find out very shortly when we come back from this short break. Are you tired of living under a constant sense of spiritual warfare in your life, where you always feel like you're under? Well, I tell you, God doesn't want you to live under. He wants you to live above. He wants you to live from the realm of his glory with his power and his authority. On today's show, I want to share one of the most powerful teaching series I believe that God has given me on angels, the discerning of spirits, and overcoming spiritual warfare. In this teaching series, you're going to learn some powerful keys. You're going to learn about angelic visitations. You're going to learn about the realm of angels, how angels are on assignment for your life. We're going to go through the Bible, and you're going to learn the scriptural foundation of the ministry of angels for your life. We're also going to learn about operating in the discernment of spirits. I'm going to teach you four levels of operating in discernment. Many times when we think about discernment, we think about discerning the presence of demons. But the gift of discernment is way more than just discerning the presence of evil or darkness. You're going to be equipped to operate in four levels of Holy Spirit discernment in your life. And then we're going to teach you how to live in the atmosphere of heaven, how to rise above the cloud of spiritual oppression so that you live under an open heaven, in an open heaven, with the presence and glory of God as your atmosphere. And then you're going to learn how to take that atmosphere of God's presence on your life and change the atmosphere around you everywhere you go. And then we're going to learn about the divine assistance of angels, how you are not alone. God has sent on assignment angels on your behalf. So this series will change your life. It'll break through the spiritual warfare you've been experiencing and release God's glory.
Order your four CD set by calling today. For your love gift of $30 or more, you can move in the power God ordained for you.
There is power in partnership. You know, in 1 Kings 17, the widow partnered with Elijah. And as a result of that partnership, she experienced an overflow of the anointing in her life that even caused her dead son to be raised to life again. And I believe there's something that happens when you partner with the anointing. You partner with Holy Spirit and with what He's doing in the earth. For all of our wonderful partners that become a part of our family, not only do we cover them in prayer and pray for them every single month, but also they receive a message, a preaching, a teaching in the mail every single month, a prophetic word from the Lord that encourages their faith, that inspires their walk with God. All of our partners receive many different kinds of benefits from our ministry. They get discounts on all of our resources, discounts on our conferences, preferred seating in our conferences. And I just want to encourage you today, consider becoming a partner with Matt Sorger Ministries. Welcome back to the program, and we are excited today. We've got Patricia King with us here in New York, and we are learning on today's show about angels, about their function, about how God is assigning them to help us do what He's called us to do. One of the realms that God is really moving in today is the realm of media. God's raising up a media army to advance the gospel through the airwaves, through every form, with film and television, all of these different formats. And Patricia, I know God has given you a mandate from heaven to see this media mountain taken by the power of God. And we know that as we're moving forward in this mountain, that God is releasing His angelic assistance to help us. Share with us a little bit about the media aspect and what you're sensing and seeing.
Well, media is a very important communication portal that the church needs to possess and occupy. If we don't, then the whole world's in trouble, isn't it? Because the enemy, of course, is using media and communication to get the word out to the nations like that, through social networking, through movies, through television, radio, the internet. And it's spreading like wildfire. It's spreading virally, literally. And so if the church doesn't possess and occupy that mountain, then we're going to have an influx of lies and deception that is going to feed the nations, and people will start to take those mindsets on as as if it were true. And whatever you believe in, that is what you will do as far as action. So God has given His church the invitation and the mandate to conquer that mountain. We get to possess and occupy it, which means all hands on deck right now. We need to all do our part, whether it's to do a little YouTube video. In fact, I was daydreaming a few weeks back, and I thought, what would it be like if every single Christian on the face of the earth sat in front of their computer and gave a little testimony or read a scripture or just did something for the glory of God and sent it out through YouTube every single week, you know? And then we could just inundate, you know, the airspace out there, the communication portal, with the gospel. Well, God's raising up a media army that is going to be the most creative body of people, technically savvy. I mean, He is going to download wisdom and knowledge, and is, as we're sitting here, in a way that's going to transport His heartbeat, His truth, and His ways to the nation. But communication, actually, God has a whole company of angels that oversee communication. Gabriel, for example, is known as an angel of special messages.
Right.
You know, he's from the communication department, if there were one, in heaven. So angels in the Bible are oftentimes God's media company. Because you will find them whenever God was going to do a special event or whenever he had a special message to convey, he would often use angels.
Right.
Isn't it interesting that when he was bringing his own son as the Messiah into the earth, he didn't send a prophet to Mary, mother of Jesus. He sent an angel. He didn't send a prophet to Elizabeth. He sent an angel.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so God oftentimes will use angels as his communication element when he's releasing a special message from heaven that invades the earth. So angels are very much involved with God's media army. Because it's their mandate to serve in the area of communication. In our day and hour, this whole media portal with electronic media, with entertainment media, with print media, with books, DVDs. In fact, I wanted to make mention of this because your series here on angels, the discerning of spirits and overcoming spiritual warfare, this is actually media, isn't it? You know, it's CD, when we have CDs, DVDs, print media, whatever. This is all part of media. It's communication.
Right.
Now, in this particular set is the Word of God. It says in the scripture that when you give voice to the word, the angels actually carry out that word. So through this media, angels will be activated.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
That's right.
And so they carry out the word, but they oftentimes are involved in the releasing of the word, such as angels actually personally bringing messages to people. So they're very much involved in the media portals. I believe that there's a new dispatching of angels on assignment in this particular hour that will accompany those involved in media. So the moment you step into media, God has assigned angels, as he says in Hebrews 1:11, they are there to serve his purposes, to come alongside and minister to you as you support the gospel, as you move forward. So they partner with us. It's awesome.
It is amazing how God sends the angelic host to partner with us as we're serving God to advance his gospel in the earth.
It's like we're one big family, aren't we? It says in Hebrews 12 that we have come to Mount Zion. We've come to an innumerable company of angels. We've come to the Godhead. We've come to.
Yeah.
So this is part of our family.
Yeah.
And I know that some people, Matt, are... You know, if they haven't been trained, and that's why I think equipping and training in the Bible is so absolutely vital. Because it's one thing having an encounter, but another thing having the basis for your encounter established in the Word of God, solid.
Yeah.
That's why I love what you're doing, and again, with this particular CD set, just teaching and equipping the body so that they know what the word says about it. When you have an establishment on the word of God, then it's easy to move into all that God's giving.
Amen. Amen. You know, some of you watching today, even as Patricia King shared about moving into this dimension of media, something in the inside of your heart kind of got stirred up. And I think it's a creative idea from the Holy Spirit. You know, with the technology God has given us today, with the internet, with Facebook, with Twitter, with YouTube, there's so much that you can do to help be a part of this media army that God is raising up. And I think what I sense the Holy Spirit saying is that he is raising up his people in this hour to be a prophetic voice for God in the earth. And the thing is, you're not going to be alone in this call that God has for you. The Lord is with you. As we started out the program today, Patricia had received this angelic visitation of the Lord being with us. And the Lord is with you in everything he calls you to do. I want to encourage everybody watching today, let God's voice be sounded through you, whether it's through the social network sites, send out the word of the Lord, get a video from your laptop and go on YouTube, something. Let your voice, let God's voice in you be heard in the earth, because there is so much, like Patricia, what you shared before, there's so much in secular media where there is an agenda and there's a mindset and there is a belief system being released over the nations.
Absolutely.
For darkness.
Yeah.
Trying, you know, it's brainwashing people in a way of thinking good is bad and bad is good.
Exactly.
And that's why God is anointing the church in this hour.
Absolutely.
To rise up with the anointing, with the power, with the glory, with the word of God, to release a holy influence.
Amen.
To raise up a standard against the darkness and bring in the light. This is an exciting day we're living in, Patricia.
Amen. And we will do it.
Amen.
Amen. We will do it. We don't have to complain about it. We'll just do it. You know,
hallelujah.
We get to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, some of you watching today, maybe you're in that place where you want to step forward and do something for God and act on what we're saying. I'm going to ask Patricia if she would pray for you today, just for God's anointing, for that you would really know that God is with you, that you would go forth in power to do what God has called you to do.
Amen. Well, you know, first of all, I have a word for someone who's watching this program right now, and God has actually been speaking to you about media, but you've been saying, but, and you're giving them all these excuses as to why you can't do it. Look, just start with what is in your hands. Just start with what you have, and God will multiply. He is with you. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I just pray your blessing on everyone watching. I ask, Lord God, that you would empower them in realms of media and other expressions of the gospel and communication of the gospel that you've given to them, that you would bless them in everything that they say on your behalf and everything that they do on your behalf. And Lord, that you would release your glory through them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, Patricia. You know, we just want to encourage you today. Go forth as part of God's media army. Understand the realms of the spirit that God is there to help you. And Patricia, can I see this? This is, we were talking about this earlier. Angels, the discerning of spirits and overcoming spiritual warfare. If you want to learn more about some of what me and Patricia have been talking about today, about this realm of the angelic, how does the supernatural realm interact with the natural world, and how do these things happen? Well, you can pick this resource up today and learn much more about it. We love you. We're so glad you joined us today, and we pray power for your life every single day. God doesn't want you to live under. He wants you to live above. He wants you to live from the realm of His glory with His power and His authority. So this series will change your life. It'll break through the spiritual warfare you've been experiencing and release God's glory.
Order your 4-CD set by calling today. For your love gift of $30 or more, you can move in the power God ordained for you. July 9 to 11, it's the Open Heaven Cincinnati Conference in Westchester, Ohio. Then July 16 to 17, it's the Glory, Fire, and Rain Conference with Matt Sorger, Stacy Campbell, and Veronica Sorger. Then July 21 to 25, Matt spreads the fire at 3 Ontario, Canada locations. Come, experience the glory. When you partner with MSM, you partner with a ministry that preaches Christ with power through the Holy Spirit. Help us help others to have power for life.